Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
How would you explain to a layperson what barter is? That's a good question. Now, the simplest way that I can phrase it is it helps you take what you have as a business owner and turn it into something that you need without taking cash out of your business. I've been involved with the Barter Network for a couple of years now. I just fell in love with the concept and what it did for my business. They actually were a client of mine, and they still are. I have an online consulting and marketing firm. They were an actual client of mine, and I ended up getting to know the owner of the network, literally launched my business to 1,100 people. That's one of the great benefits about joining a barter network.
What was your business before you joined it?
I'm a marketing consultant. I do a lot of online web development. Basically, what I do, Michael, is I find the brick-and-mortar small business owner, people who don't really have time to spend any time online, and I help them design marketing campaigns, websites, and that kind of thing, set up autoresponders for them. And I was doing some online marketing work for them as well, doing email stationery, simple things.
So this barter network was one of your customers?
Exactly. And I ended up talking to them about growing their business and some of the things that they can do and some of the products that I've developed for the brick-and-mortar businesses. And we have a real nice partnership now where I am helping them grow barter in the county area, which is just slightly north of Philadelphia. And they're launching a lot of my online marketing products to their clientele. So it's a real nice partnership. But I'm a firm believer in what it can do for you just from an exposure standpoint.
What is barter in simple terms? If I didn't know anything about it, how would you explain to a layperson what barter is?
That's a good question. Now, the simplest way that I can phrase it is it helps you take what you have as a business owner and turn it into something that you need without taking cash out of your business.
Okay.
For example, every business usually has some type of excess capacity or excess inventory. If we were all operating at 100%, everybody would be retired and in the Bahamas somewhere.
Right.
But, for the garage mechanic who has an open day on a Tuesday afternoon, or for a restaurant who has open tables on a Thursday night, it's a great way to take that excess capacity and buy something that you need for yourself or for your business. So everyone is familiar with one-on-one barter usually. Let's say I'm a web developer and you're an accountant. And I trade a web page for your accounting services. You do my taxes. That's an even one-on-one trade, and most people are familiar with that type of concept.
Right, trading, and that is another term used within the barter. Barter is the same thing as trading.
Exactly.
Is trading, isn't this, I think the Phoenicians back in the, thousands of years ago, this is how people transacted business, isn't it?
Excuse me, absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind that it even started back with the cavemen, The caveman came back with some meat, and he traded the meat to the women for the twigs and berries. Not to be chauvinistic, but I think that was pretty much the role back way back when.
So this was a replacement for currency?
Exactly. And now, with the advent of high-tech computer systems and the Internet, it's really catching on again, because you don't really need to have the currency. The currency is just a symbol for value. And we can now trade the value that we each have in our own business with each other. So it's really catching on now that the Internet has reached a critical mass.
All right, give me an example. Let's say I'm a florist, and I have a brick-and-mortar business. I have a flower shop, and I have regular customers who come in, and it's summertime, and genuinely business is kind of slow at this time of the year. And then you come into my store and you introduce yourself with this trade organization,
uh-huh.
and you want to explain to me that barter may be a good consideration for my florist business. What are you going to tell me, and can you give me some examples, some specific examples of how your trade organization will benefit me and give me the ability to, in the bottom end result, profit from your organization?
Absolutely. Certainly, the florist, if she does have any or he does have any downtime, as I mentioned before, we can help fill that excess capacity. Now, the way we do that is by supplementing incremental customers to your business outside your normal cash geography. So let's say you're picking a town. I'll just use my town, for example, Yardley, PA, and the florist is sitting here in Yardley. He or she has a certain geographical clientele. Most people will travel 5 miles within their geography. However, I'm going to introduce new clientele to her company because she's now a member of the barter network that will supplement her cash business and increase her revenues. For example, if I were a member of the barter network and I saw that this florist was another member of the barter network and she is 20 miles away, well, now I'm not going to call my local florist and pay cash for flowers when I can take my barter dollars and trade them to the florist in another town.
So barter network is a group of like-minded businesses who have this barter currency who spend within their own group.
Right. It's a captive market. Almost like a club almost.
Oh, okay.
And we each trade with each other. It's like a round robin. Just because you don't need my products or services, I can still purchase yours because you can now take those barter dollars and spend them with any other member within the network. So the first real advantage is that it's going to help her grow her business. And we often say with BNI that if we can't grow your business 5 to 15% every year with extra income, extra businesses, then we're not really doing our job. So that would be the first real advantage that I would try to sell on. We're going to expose your business to 1,100 business owners that would not normally hear about you or decide to do business with you.
Okay, so that extra spending money I'm going to get in the form of barter dollars or trade credits is going to come from business I would have never originally had in the first place.
Correct.
And because all these members of your barter exchange group are members of the same exchange group, they are more predispositioned to buy from someone within the group.
Exactly. You got it.
So let's talk about your example. You were outside of the barter industry and you were working for this barter company and then you became a member. What happened to your business once you became a member, and specifically, how did the start of new customers from the barter exchange happen? What kind of promotion happened? What did the barter exchange do for you that got these barter members to call you and spend money with you?
Well, I was actually exposed to a lot of things that I needed. For example, I did work for a couple major magazines in the area. And the one thing I will say about barter is that not only are you going to be exposed to people that are going to do barter business with you, but it also leads to cash referrals. For example, I got exposed to the magazine that I did business with on barter, but then they introduced me to some people that I did cash business with. So,
you don't have to do barter if you don't want to, and you don't have to use all barter. If you have a business that takes cash, you can do part cash and part trade?
Absolutely. We have a threshold. We prefer, just with this one specific exchange now, there's a lot of different barter networks out there, but we prefer 100% trade under $2,000, and if it's $2,000 and above, then we allow elements of cash to be inserted in there. But let me step back with the example where you can get cash referral business. For example, we just signed up a seal coder who does driveways, and he did a job on barter. He drove his truck, did the driveway, put a sign in the yard, and then did a cash referral from the next-door neighbor who wanted their driveway done as well. So it's not only a great way to grow a barter business, but also to get cash referrals, because now your trucks are out on the street, your guys are out, and you're getting exposed to different markets that you normally would not get exposed to.
Exactly. It's the same thing as referral. If you had a cash-paying customer and you're going to get referrals, just because you do business with one one customer, you and I both know it can ultimately lead to new business down the road, which you would have never had if you didn't have that initial exposure.
Right. I mean, if you do a good job and, you know, the people talk about you, word of mouth is still the best advertising, and bars is just a way to kind of give that a little bit of an inertia.
Okay. Now, how many members in this barter exchange group that you belong to?
Well, it's been around for about 10 years. They've done about $40 million in trade, and they have about 1,100 active members.
They've done $40 million in trade, what, a year?
For the last 10 years.
For the last 10 years, they've conducted over $40 million worth of transactions.
That's correct. Now, what's great about barter is that you have, as a business owner, you have full control over whether you need to barter or not. For example, often there'll be companies that are seasonal that will be real busy with their cash business, and they can suspend their account because it just doesn't make sense for them at that particular moment in time to barter when they have all this cash business coming in and they're at capacity. So it's very much an ebb and a flow depending on where you are as a business owner and you know how mature your business is and things of this nature. So we constantly have people coming in and coming out of the network all the time.
Are some businesses better for barter than other businesses?
Well, yes and no. Typically, any business can use barter across the board. I mean, we have magazines, computer services, travel agents, but if your margins are under 25%, barter might not be as attractive for you. The reason being that since you're trading your products or services, your gross margin is essentially you're buying discount. For example, I'll use the Italian restaurant again. If let's just say pizzas. You know, the Italian restaurant sells pizzas for $10, but what does it really cost him to make that pizza, the dough and the time? You know, maybe $3.50.
Okay.
So essentially, if you're purchasing things at 30 cents on the dollar, that is your buying discount. You have a 70% buying discount in the marketplace. So the larger your margins, the better barter will work for you.
All right, so let's do a simple formula. Anyone listening, they're a business. You're going to first ask them to calculate their margins, their net profit on their product or service that they're offering. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, so as the example you gave, for example, Pizzeria, mm-hmm. he makes a pizza for $3, he sells it for $10, mm-hmm. so his margin is that 70%.
Correct.
And if he gets $10 selling a pizza to someone within the barter exchange, he basically gets a 70% discount on whatever he buys through the barter network.
You got it.
Okay, that's a good explanation. Now, here's something that's really important. Are the prices within the barter network the same as what the prices would be if I went out to the general population?
And that's an excellent question. As a matter of fact, we demand that your retail pricing for cash be exactly the same as you would for a barter, retail to retail, dollar for dollar. And that's one of the real good advantages of why a third-party barter network, such as ourselves, works, because we keep people honest. The industry term is called puffing prices. And usually, you know, a group of guys will try to get together and start their own barter network, but they don't have an independent third-party outside objective entity watching the marketplace and watching what people are doing with their pricing, and it usually falls apart because next thing you know, the landscaper is trying to jack up his price to get more barter dollars than he normally would get, and the deal falls through. But with our barter network, we actually hold the right to kick you out if we find you puffing your prices or over-exaggerating your prices.
Okay, so this is and has been a problem within the barter industry that, depending on the barter organization, can be problematic or not.
Well, in the past it was a problem, and it was something that, thank goodness, due to the internet and you know the systems keeping track of the pricing, we have a trade floor that all deals have to get approved through. So you can't just go out and do a deal on your own. You have to get a trade number and have to put it into the system, and we see what the pricing is compared to, you know, the pricing on the street. And our guys are very well experienced after 10 years at kind of knowing someone is not playing fair. And typically what we'll do is we'll sit down and have a conversation with that person, mm-hmm. or we might even hold the right, as I said before, that they can be removed from the network.
What are some of the items that you've purchased on trade?
Advertising. I purchase a lot of advertising. Advertising can be very expensive.
Right.
I can do that. Printing materials. The list can go on and on. But I tend to like to use it for advertising because, to me, word of mouth is still the best way to promote your business. But sometimes it tends to make sense to, you know, go out and do some outside advertising. And I feel like I'm getting a real nice discount when I purchase magazine ads and, you know, things of this nature.
And this advertising brings you don't have to...
It's an revenue.
Brings you cash customers also.
Absolutely. And
give me some exact
things I'm saving my barter dollars up for, quite honestly, is a trip to Disney World. I have three small boys. And, you know, you can get an entire trip to Disney World or to the islands. I mean, one of the nice things about barter is that you can ratchet up your lifestyle with it.
Right.
I mean, I know there's a lot of business owners listening to this. They know that they work really hard. They spend a lot of long hours, such as yourself and myself. And you can kind of treat yourself and your family to some of the, you know, nicer things in life.
Well, let's talk about that. Tell me about some of the products and services that are more widely offered within your barter organization and other barter organizations for that matter.
This is the end of part one. Please continue to part two. It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com and another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff of HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Senoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip. It has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called the Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz malt liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.